time for the big show to check in with Wisconsin insider John McNamara. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer. We hope Leroy Butler joining us now. He is our guy, John McNamara from BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. John, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely, Sparky.
Bad news for the Badgers basketball team right off the get with an injury.
You don't want to talk about football?
We'll get to football. But there's an injury for Badger basketball that's kind of the lead right now. So go ahead, John.
Yeah, Trevor Anderson, who sat out all last year after transferring from UW Green Bay, he's going to miss the rest of this season with a knee injury.
Oh.
He was probably about 80% this year. He had some issues with his knee. He re-injured it in the Wisconsin's last game. So he's going to miss the rest of the year. He's going to undergo surgery. You know, if you kind of gloss over it, you know, he's a guy playing about 7 minutes a game, but probably Wisconsin's backup point guard. You know, he provided some energy off the bench. So, you know, not a huge blow.
They got Pinkel. What's his name?
I'm sorry,
Pritzel?
What?
Pritzel. They got Pinkel. Pritzel.
Called him Pinkel. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Pritzel.
Yeah, Pritzel's, you know, more of a shooting guard off the bench. So I think you'll see a guy like Ty Strickland, a true freshman, step into a larger role.
Rod's kid.
Moving forward as the backup behind Demetri Trice.
Yeah, Rod's kid. I don't mind him either.
Yeah.
And Gary and I were texting the other night about Demetri Trice. And you and I have talked about Trice. He's made just a huge improvement from last year. But really the question is, like, how good do you think Trice can be?
Yeah, can he keep this up? You know, about 17 points per game right now for Trice. And he's looked great, you know, coming off that injury. And, you know, looking back to last year when they didn't have a true point guard once he went down for the whole season, it's kind of night and day with this Wisconsin team, and Trice is a big part of that. So I think the question is, can he continue to play at this level? He's shooting, you know, really well from beyond the arc. And obviously, he's the point guard that's leading this offense. So can he keep this up? You know, that's the question. But he's absolutely a big reason why this team is 8-1 right now.
Go ahead, Gary. You want to go to football?
No, I don't want to dump water in the program, but, you know, I don't see anything different.
Like same old Badgers, what you're saying?
I don't see anything different.
8-1.
Yeah, I seen that.
But no, not from this team. No one predicted them to be 8-1.
Yeah. I'm looking for like Duke.
You're in the wrong state, cuz.
Yeah, you're not gonna get that.
What? I'm looking
Duke,
for
Duke today. Duke just got another top five kid in the country.
Yep,
I mean, they're recruiting at a level that no one else in the country is recruiting.
6'10" kid.
Okay, I'm looking for Michigan. How about that? That closer?
They can fight those boys.
Is that
Michigan
closer?
State.
Is that closer?
A lot of people feel like Wisconsin can come out of the Big Ten this year and win the Big Ten. So I mean, I don't know how.
I seen that.
But that's not good enough. I mean, what do you?
I don't know. It's good enough for me. I understand. I get down with it. I mean, I'm just saying for all the masses of people out there who keeps talking about, you know, Wisconsin and the program, this, that, and the other. I seen it. I'm good with it. J-Mac, I know what the program's
don't
all
sound
about.
Like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, the football program the same way, J-Mac. You're down year, you're still going to a bowl game, right? Last year, Wisconsin basketball team bottomed out. They didn't get to the tournament because I think they had way too many injuries. But, you know, I mean, I just understand both programs, to me, feels like they run kind of parallel.
Well, Florida State would love to be the Badgers.
Damn right they would.
Yeah, you know, I would agree in terms of consistency.
Yeah.
And, you know, this year's football team is running very similar to, you know, last year's basketball team.
Yeah.
Now, it'll be the question, can Paul Christ, you know, make the jump that, you know, Greg Gard did this year in terms of your team? You know, I don't know if you could say the Wisconsin football team this year, you know, bottomed out here or hit rock bottom. And, you know, they're going to play in a bowl game.
Right.
You know, pinstripe.
But you know what? I call that the bottom. To me. This is the bottom for Wisconsin's football program.
If you're playing in December.
Well, not even that. I mean, the number of losses that they have. I don't think they ever go below this.
You know, for the football team, this is one of the lowest points, you know, in the last 20 seasons.
Yeah.
So I would agree. I don't know if they hit rock bottom, but
okay.
I mean, this is a low point where a lot of fans and people around the program are kind of scratching their heads. But, you know, like I said, Paul Christ will have an opportunity, just like Greg Gard did, to reevaluate things and try to get that program back to, you know, the level that fans expect it to be. So I would agree with you, Gary, in saying both these programs, football and basketball, you know, run pretty similar in terms of their consistency. But at the same time, I'm sure someone like Sparky will point out, you know, not being able to get to the highest point in their respective sports of winning a national title.
Who's going to be the quarterback when they play on the 27th?
You'll say something to you.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead, answer LaRoy. That's fine.
You sure?
Go ahead.
I got recruiting stuff.
Oh, yeah, get
the quarterback.
Yeah, but that ain't it. Just skip the quarterback. Go to recruit. That's
I
want to
hear more about recruiting. Yeah,
it's going to be Hornibrook, right? He's going to be the quarterback for the bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, unless something crazy happens.
I know, right?
You know, the biggest thing that you saw, I think, against Minnesota is being able to preserve Jack Cohn's red shirt, and Cohn cannot play in the bowl game.
Who cares?
If he does, he were to burn his red shirt.
They should just burn that red shirt.
Just tell Jack Cohn he can go somewhere else and play. I don't.
Hey, y'all leave Jack Cohn
look,
alone.
You got Graham Mertz coming in here, and if Graham Mertz isn't that guy, they're screwed. Okay, well, if he's not, they're screwed anyhow after Hornibrook, because got Gatorade Player of the Years for the respective awards.
Jack Cohn was Gatorade Player of the Year?
Would you shush? Graham Mertz was one of those two guys that got the Gatorade Player of the Year, right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mertz, you know, we've talked about Mertz, you know, for a handful of weeks, and rightfully so. You know, he's the big four-star quarterback.
Is he better than Kofinskis?
You know, he's going to enroll early. So, you know, that certainly begs the question, you know, can he compete for time? You know, this year, you talk about Gatorade Player of the Year. He threw for almost 4,000 yards this year with 51 touchdowns. Led his team to a state title appearance in Kansas. So, you know, he's as hyped and is you know, well-respected and heavily recruited as any prospect Wisconsin has ever got on campus. So I think the hype is real around Graham Mertz. Fans should be wondering if he can compete for time right away as a true freshman. Will it happen? I don't know. You know, you want to go and you want to be able to see what this guy does against college competition. I think spring is going to be a blur for him. What I'm really looking forward to seeing is what he can do in the fall. You know, I think in the fall we'll know if he's able to potentially compete for time there. And then the second guy, Leo Chenal from the northern part of Wisconsin in Grantsburg, you know, he's another guy who put up huge numbers this season, led his team to the state semifinals, and, you know, he played both ways, put up huge numbers at running back, huge numbers at linebacker. He projects to play middle linebacker for Wisconsin.
This is the thing here, because Gary brings up Cohn or whatever else. But this is where I'm at, and I don't know the answer to this, but I'm sure you do. I mean, there are certain states where, you know, when you're the player of the year in your state means more than other states
where New York
the
is
talent
huge.
Isn't as rich maybe in a certain sport. So for Wisconsin, my humble opinion, I think basketball, we're probably more talent rich for basketball than maybe we are for football. But in other states, it could be different.
Yeah, you know, basketball for sure. In Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin has produced some great players, and, you know, they have some excellent players in the state right now. Michael Foster, Patrick Baldwin Jr., Jalen Johnson. I mean, those are all top 10, top 5 type talents in the entire country. But, you know, for football, you know, there's a handful of Division I guys each year. You know, a guy like Leo Chenal, you know, probably put up the biggest numbers. And, you know, the question about him is the competition level. I think
right.
That was either Division VI, I want to say, or Division V. I'm not positive. But, you know, all in all, I think if you put a guy like Leo Chenal, you know, anywhere in the country, I think he's going to have some success. I think he's a guy who can play early at Wisconsin. You look at his brother, who's on the team right now. He's a walk-on. He played this year as a true freshman and burned his redshirt. So, you know, it'll be interesting what Chenal can do. You know, he's not the most heavily recruited or highly regarded prospect in Wisconsin's 2019 class, but I think he'll be a pretty good player for Wisconsin for a handful of years.
Okay, so before we get out of here, I know they've been pitching out some scholarship offers. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the college coaches around the country are able to go and you know, one, do in-home visits with a lot of the 2019 kids, either that they have committed or their top targets, and two, to go to a lot of high schools and evaluate, you know, prospects from across the country in the 2020 and even into the 2021 classes. Right away, right now, the two guys to watch in the 2019 class are Titus Toler and Quan Easterling. Both of those guys are uncommitted. Well, I guess they're both actually committed right now. Toler's committed to Colorado and Easterling's committed to Akron. But both are going to visit Wisconsin officially this weekend and potentially
what positions are
the final two. I'm sorry, what?
What positions are they?
Yeah, so Titus Toler is a three-star safety. he plays at the same high school as Spencer Lytle, St. John Bosco out in California, which is one of the top programs in the country. So he's a projected safety. And Easterling, he's about 6'2", 230 pounds from Ohio. He's projected to play fullback. And it's interesting because Wisconsin doesn't usually offer fullbacks out of high school. They usually come as walk-ons or a linebacker that flips over to offense. So, you know, if you want to see something fun tonight, put on Quan Easterling's senior film. It's awfully impressive for a fullback. So they're going to have both those guys on campus this weekend and try to flip both of them. And, you know, they have about two or three spots remaining in this 2019 class. And, you know, those two guys are probably atop the board right now.
He is John McNamara, BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. John, thanks so much.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
You betcha. There he is, John McNamara.
Do I see you, one second.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Do I seem a little down about Badger stuff or no?
No, you're just normal.
Is that normal?
Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay, good.
You can start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.